Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord in today's gospel talks about a sin which cannot be forgiven, an everlasting sin. He says, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. This reminds me of an unfortunate thing that I became aware of a couple years ago. I presume it still exists, or maybe it was taken down on YouTube, of some people, seem to be especially youth, getting on there with a video of themselves blaspheming the Holy Spirit with some twisted hope of committing an unforgivable sin. Now, certainly what they did was a mortal sin, okay? The malice involved in that, the blasphemy against the Holy, to have the will to blaspheme, to challenge, rebel, to commit an unforgivable sin, that's very, very bad. Certainly a mortal sin. But it's not an unforgivable sin, what they did. We need to understand this passage as the church understands it. And we've got two authoritative sources, first being Blessed John Paul II in his encyclical on the Holy Spirit, Dominum et Vivificantem. He talks about this passage in paragraph 46, and then, moreover, the Catechism itself, paragraph 1864. So we read first from Blessed John Paul II. He says, blasphemy here does not properly consist in offending against the Holy Spirit in words. Right? That's what these people on YouTube were doing. It consists rather in the refusal to accept salvation which God offers to man through the Holy Spirit. Now, these people making these videos seem to be doing this as well, but they could even be forgiven of that if they repent before death. Blessed John Paul II goes on to say, if Jesus says that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven either in this life or in the next, it is because this non-forgiveness is linked, as to its cause, to non-repentance. In other words, to the radical refusal to be converted. Now we read from the Catechism, which says much the same thing. The Catechism first quotes from the Scripture, therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. End quote. There are no limits to the mercy of God, but anyone who deliberately refuses to accept his mercy by repenting rejects the forgiveness of his sins and the salvation offered by the Holy Spirit. Such hardness of heart can lead to final impenitence and eternal loss. Right? This is how we must understand this passage, meaning non-repentance, not accepting salvation, but remaining hard of heart until the end. That certainly cannot be forgiven and results in eternal loss. And so what we want to do, of course, is the exact opposite. We don't want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, but we want to praise and glorify and adore the third person of the Most Holy Trinity. We want to beg and implore him to come into our souls, to enlighten our minds, to inflame our hearts, to fill us with his sevenfold gifts, to move us, to inspire us, that we become instruments of the Holy Spirit and instruments of salvation for our brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
fructum ventris tuum.